So, good morning, everyone. We are going to continue the shiur of Halachot of Sofrut. Siman Bet Seif Tet. We spoke last week about the different kind of skins, klafim, that we have, and we explained that it used to be at the beginning that the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah was on a gvil. Gvil is the entire skin as is. After they worked on it, they made it a klaf. It's called a gvil, not a klaf, a gvil. Then, to write a tefillin and mezuzot, so we have halacha le Moshe Sinai, meaning a halacha from Moshe in Sinai, that the tefillin should be written on the klaf, meaning meaning that you took the gvil and you split it in two, in half, in the wide, in the thick, mm-hmm. thickness, and the external part, it's for the tefillin in the inner inside part. Of the yep. external part, and the outside of the inner side will be the dostustus, on which you write the mezuzah. Which is the mitzvah, but today we said that it's not like this, and this is what the Halacha Tet will speak about, klafim shelanu, our klafim of today. It's not as we said until now, it's a little bit different. She'en cholkim otam, we said that we are not splitting them in two. She'en cholkim otam yesh lahem din klaf. We are still calling them klaf. We are still calling them klaf. Vekotim alehem betzad habasar. And we are writing on it, on the inner part, in the part of the meat, of the inside. Okay? So, yeah. Ki ma shemegardin klipato ha'eliona, because what we are... Shalom. Welcome, please. Sit. Because we are preparing the skin and we... Please, thank you. Shalom, bracha, how are you? Yeah, shalom. So we are on the Siman Bet Seif Tet. And by the way, we are going to have a test. I'm sorry, we are very serious here. So we are going to have a test, meaning after the second Siman... Meaning, after the Halacha Yud Bet, we are going to have a test on the first and second Siman. So I hope that everyone will get 100%. You could review with the recordings. Okay. So, last week we spoke about the different kind of klaf that we have. We have the gvil, dostustus, and klaf. Now we are going to speak about the klafim of today. Klaf of today, it's not like it used to be that we are cutting the gvil in the thickness in two, but... We are leaving it as is, okay? As is, as a grill, but we are still calling it a klaf. And we are writing in the inner part, meaning that we have the hair part and the meat, the flesh part. We are writing on the flesh part. Kimash megardin klipato elyona shel makom ha'sarot eno ela kedema she'tzrichin etakno lachlik uvafilu. He says, because what we are doing, we take the gvil, okay, which is the entire skin, and then afterward with the machine or with the tool, we are
sanding it down,
okay? The outside part, where there is hair, therefore we cannot see a Sefer Torah that outside there is hair going out. Why? Because the sofer, or the person that worked on it, he sent it down. Amazing.
He did both sides.
Sanded out both sides.
No, only the
outside.
On the
right.
Only the outside. Inside only part. The hair side.
He sanded it out.
Until he got
to the middle part.
The middle part. Okay,
no, like he didn't sign it from the inside out, or all the sign is from the outside
in. Yes.
That's the side we write on.
Yeah.
And then
mezuzah, both sides.
No, we write on the inner part.
Yeah.
Okay. ולהחליקו ואפילו אם היו חולקים את האור לשניים היו צריכים לגרד ממנו. He says, and even if we would split as it used to be in the previous generations. We are splitting the skin in two, okay? We still have to send down the hair part, the hair, the outside. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
When you sand it down, there's two sides. One that's rough side and one that's smooth side.
Exactly. So smooth side is outside.
That's the one that they sand
down. Yes, yes. Therefore, it's smooth.
Yeah, so it's
because they send it.
And that side you write on.
And the
you write on the inside.
On the inside. Right. On the inside
rough,
where there is
more.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? He says like this. He says, "Ayu tzachim legared yimenu kach, umitzad habasar gordin harbe ad shelo nishar ela aklaf." And then, so what was? And then we are sending. How do you say?
Send.
Yeah, send
it down.
It down. We send it down from the inner part as well, and the outside. So what is the middle? The claf. Okay, so basically the claf of today is not like the claf that used to be, that we split and then we take the outside and this is the claf. We send a little bit outside, we send down a little bit inside, and then it's only the claf, and we are writing on the inner part of that claf.
For all three?
For all three.
But before we used to write only for the outside.
Exactly. Yeah. Then, so if you split and you make all the what you said, yes, you have the Lachale Moshe Misinai. But if you do whatever we do today, so you use the same claf for everything. The only thing is, what do you say when you put into the seed? Okay, but we said that you could make a condition. You could make a condition. No. This is
I mean Torah.
No,
it depends what it is. If it's a high, you're not going to.
No, but you could make a condition. You could say, I'm putting it for Sefer Torah. If not, I'm putting it for Tefillin. If not, for Mezuzah. Okay, you have few ways of doing it. So, you got the three.
You gotta start with the Torah first, and then work it down.
So we send both parts. So both parts equally.
Small. Exactly. Yeah. Then it's the middle, which is the cleft part that he would be if you split them in two pieces.
Before they used to split, so they had double cleft.
Yeah.
But now they are sending it.
Exactly.
Losing both sides.
Exactly. So they are losing. They have only the middle part, the cleft part. You understand what I mean? Meaning the same part that you would have if you split them in two pieces and you send it down the outside, you have the claf, right? This claf, this is what you have, but after sending it down from both sides.
Then we write on the part that's closer to the muscle.
Exactly.
Yeah. So exactly. Basically, that's the loophole. They found a loophole.
Yeah. Habasa gordin harbe ad shelo nishar ela haklaf. And then he says, the halacha... The klav ze mufchar, and this klav that we do with the thing like that, sending down, it's the mufchar, it's the best. This is the best. Gam migvil, even better than the gvil. Vekodvim alav, and we are allowed to write. We write on it. Lechatchila, like in the best situation possible, Sefer Torah. We could write on it Sefer Torah. Ve'en kodvim bizmanenu ala gvil, and today we don't use gvil. Okay, so what is the conclusion? In the previous halacha, we said what it used to be, and now, amen. And now we are saying what we are doing today, which is only the klaf, and this is the mitzvah mina mufchar. It's kasher for sefer Torah mufchar, ve'kasher gam le'mezuzah. It's also kasher for mezuzah. Omnam tzachim izaher ligrod hetev mitzad habasar.
So it's called klaf or gvil.
It's called klaf because the gvil is when you don't touch anything.
Right.
But no, because you send it down on both parts, so you have the klaf left. Right. Okay? But, he says, a big but. He says you need to make sure when you prepare it that when you send it down from both sides, it should not stay shum klipa any part from the inner side. Bemakom activa. Why? Because afterward you are preparing it, be able to write it down, to write on it. Sorry, mm-hmm. Right? And then if you miss a piece of dos tus tus, mm-hmm. So you're writing on klef and dos tus tus together, and then it's not kosher. You understand? So you need to make sure that there is no piece left of the inner part, only the klef part. Okay, so it should be, I never did that part of making it, but it should be that you could see what is the klef and what is not a klef. You understand? To take it down. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you sand it yourself?
No, I never. No, but you need to sand down when you prepare a cloth, you have paper, sandpaper. Yes, I will teach you how to do it.
Yeah, but
to prepare from scratch, I never did it. Okay. The clip azu he dos tosus, because this piece that he will left, he will be dos tosus. Vim katavala vafilu rakotachat ben sefer Torah tvinim ben mezuzah pasul, because if you wrote on it sefer Torah tvinim mezuzah and that's it, it's not kosher, it's pasul. Vasiman hu ma sheachol liklof ulavchish b'machat afilu klifa kechut asara. And he says the sign to see what is dos tostus is whatever you could take out with a needle, you could take out just like a peel. Okay, this is called dos tostus.
So cloth is not able to be peeled.
No, if you could peel something, meaning this is dos tostus, and you need to
take it. You want like what's the word I'm looking for? Like marks, not marks, like. Like when you have a scab, and you could remove it. You don't want it to be smooth, right?
Smooth, completely smooth. Yes. Okay. Alacha yud. Im shinave katav al klav ze b'makom asarot. Now, we said that after you have this klav, okay, you have this klav and it's ready to write down. On which are you right? On the outside or the inside?
Inside.
Good. Now, if the guy decided to make something else, and he wanted to write on the outside of the cloth, meaning I'm taking my mezuzah, I'm turning it upside down like this, and I'm starting to write here. Is it kosher or not? Tefillin, sefer Torah, or mezuzah? If I wrote on the outside of a cloth, pasul, psulin.
For all three.
What if you lose track? Which side is inside, which side is
no,
outside?
There is no such a thing.
You have to
if you have a sofa, you know what it is.
You have to practice.
If you send both down, wouldn't they look the same?
No.
Or if you send them both down, they wouldn't look the same?
No.
Because the hair side...
One side, it will be hairy a little bit. More hairy than the second side. One side is very smooth. Very smooth. Like,
and we write on the smooth
side? No.
No.
Right on the hairy side. On the hairy side.
Isn't the hairy side outside?
No. It's the inside. This is what is weird a little bit, because it would make more sense to have the smooth inside, but no. The hairy side is the inside, according to the halacha. The hairy side is the inside, yeah. Okay. So what is the halacha if someone wrote on the outside? What is the halacha? The halacha is that if you wrote on the outside, this is pasul. Sefer Torah tefillin.
This is not. Yeah. You could feel.
But here also, I don't know. From where did you get this cloth? From where?
I got it from a place. No good. You have to be sound, I think, more.
No, it's fine. It's kosher. Yeah. Everything is good. The thing is very simple. When you buy a cloth, you write where there is line.
Yeah.
Where there is lines, you wrote on it. You know, you don't write where there is no lines.
That's because they're already prepared.
Exactly.
Yeah, what if you want to prepare it?
The question is, what if you made a mistake and they prepared on the wrong side?
Okay, so this, therefore you need to buy with hashgacha. There is hashgachot, and you need to buy with a strong hashgacha on it. This is it. This is like you go to a restaurant and you eat meat. I don't know from where it comes, or from where the butcher gets his meat. Maybe there is something. This is hashgacha. And they know they are professional. Yes. Okay. So this is pasul if you wrote on the outside. Alacha yudalef. One second. Bet seiftet. Seiftet here. Yeah.
How the hair side became inside. I'm a little confused.
So because we said it.
Is that because the root is from there?
No.
That's the root side.
No, it's not hairy because of the hair. It's hairy because we worked on it, so it became hairy. So therefore, you could find cloth that is more hairy or cloth that is less hairy because they put it into the seed and they send it down.
Yeah, but you make both sides hairy even though this is smooth.
Exact, yes.
But
the outside, because it's the hair part, so it's not the surface is different because it's the hair part.
But now you said you still write inside, which is the hairy side.
Yeah.
What you're referring to probably the sanded side of the hair side, which is outside. now it's considered inside because it's centered down.
No.
It's still the inside of the hair part.
It comes.
Fluff has hair.
He has hair
inside.
This is
inside. In both sides.
But if you could feel the smoothness.
Hashem, next time I will bring a cleft.
I have it.
That you could feel.
Yeah. It's thick.
It's thick.
When you grind it down, the smooth side, the hair side, is always going to be smooth. So imagine when you have your hair, when you like shave it off, like naturally, like using a razor, it's very smooth, right? Until it starts to, that's the part that, but it, as you go down, this part is so thick because it had meat, fat, so all that stuff still has it. After with all the process, it's still very hairy for some reason.
Okay. הלכה יודלב, כתב מקצת ספר תורה על הגביל ומקצתו על הקלב פסול. Now, the Sefer Torah is allowed to be written either on the cloth that we have today, either in the previous generation, on which part?
On the outside.
On the gvil, right? So he says like this. Now, because gvil is kasher and cloth is kasher, so he decided to write a Sefer Torah half on gvil outside and half cloth inside. Okay, so he says it's pasul lefi shehu kemo shnei sefarim, because we are calling it a sefer Torah,
right,
a book of Torah, and when you use those two items,
it has to be consistent.
It seems to be two books, and you're not allowed. Aval imasa chetzu gvil vechetzu tzvaim pirush or tzvi or shel she'ar chayav al pi she'eno mitza min ha'mukhach kasher, but if he used, so the only problem is because he seems to people that is two books. But if you use a different material that is not, seems that it has two books, like what? Gvil and tzvaim, meaning deer skin. Or other chayot, other animals that you could, that it looks like gvil, right? You could do it. Half and half, kasher, if it looks like one book.
So wait, so if I have a cow, and I want to write on the outside of the cow.
He says, Shah Chaya.
A domestic cow. A deer
is a Chaya.
Buffalo.
But a kosher.
Buffalo is kosher.
It's kosher. Okay.
Buffalo is a big one.
The huge one.
That's Chaya, right?
No. I don't think so.
Giraffe and a deer.
Giraffe is a Chaya. It's a wild animal that you can. It's not a domestic. The deer is not a domestic animal,
right,
but it's kosher.
Okay,
so find something that is kosher
buffalo.
And it's buffalo not a domestic.
Buffalo is also.
But you keep it in your farm.
No, you don't keep buffalo in your farm. You can't keep it in your farm. It has to be out. But it's big. It's a big, big.
Yeah.
They're in the mountains.
Ah,
okay. So maybe yeah. Okay. Okay.
So I use the buffaloes
and the gvil
and the gvil
of a cow. Yeah.
So I have a cow. I mean a deer. Let's say I use the deer meat. Tzvi. Right?
Yeah.
So one I write on the outside and one I write on the inside.
In inside cloth. Yeah.
Because yeah. They're different.
The main part is that he doesn't look the difference.
Right.
Okay. And because it's similar, so it's fine.
I think their meat, their skin is different color. No, it's
yeah,
like more
it's brown. Yeah, brown.
It's more brown.
So
yeah.
So you need to find another animal that is kosher and it's also
the best cloth to do it on, by the way.
Which one? Deer.
Or you do the calf baby, like before the baby comes out, when the mother's born and the baby inside the mom, that's when you use that bit.
Yeah, we're gonna learn about it. Halacha Yud Bet. מה שנהגו קצת סופחים ואחר איבוד הקלף בסיד מושכין אותו בצבע לבן שקוראים לק. So, you know what is לק? לק is like a powder that makes very dry and white.
לק, yeah, no, לק, yeah, they use it. They use it for when you shave, when you give your hair cut.
Exactly.
They put
that powder for making the talc. So, what they are doing it, because they want the sofer to write on white cloth. And sometimes not white.
They dye it.
So they put a lac on it and talc. So what is the halacha? So afterwards, after they put the talc, it's becoming very bright and white. Bilavenuto meod. So it's a machloket. Yesh mi shemachshir v'yesh mi sheposel. There is some opinion saying that it's kosher. Some opinion saying not kosher. Mishum de chayitz. Why is not kosher? According to those that are saying that it's not kosher,
because
the chayitz it's make a separation between the writing and the cloth. We want to write the on the cloth without a separation. Ben haklaf venachon lachmir, and it's better to be machmir, to be more strict and don't use this, than going after the opinions that are saying that this is kosher. Okay? So this is Siman Bet. We just finished two simanim here. Okay? So Bezat Hashem, I will send you a questions. Okay? A test.
Okay.
If you want, you could use your book. I don't know. Okay. It's better not to use.
Yeah.
So review. When you're ready, send me. It will be through Google forms. Okay?
Okay.
And you send me the answer. Okay. Siman Gimel. Let's continue. We have time. Din hadio ve'asirtut ve'akulmus ve'shirtov be'yamin. Obo zayin seifim. So we are now right. We are now going to learn the halachot speaking about the ink. The sirtut is the lines that are on the cloth. We are going to explain how we do that. And then the kulmus, which is the feather, shirtov benyamin, and you need to write with your right hand.
Yeah.
Okay? Aleph, halacha le Moshe Mesinai, there is an halacha from Moshe. Shen kodim sefer Torah tefin u'mezuzot, ela bidyo, that we are not writing a sefer Torah tefin and mezuzah only with dyo, with ink.
Yeah.
There is no such a thing to write a Tefillin Mezuzah Tzvah Torah, other thing with from a Jew, a Jew, from ink.
But how do you call this mixture called like ink?
So what?
Yeah.
So what is considered to be ink? What is the ink? Ulechatchila tov la'asotah b'inyan zeh. And here he says the best way how to prepare the ink.
Yeah.
So it goes into a technical process to prepare ink. Mekabtzim ashan, etzim or shel shemanim, adif tve. You are taking wood, or you are burning. So you burn wood, or you burn oil until it's becoming ashes, black. Okay. The Tzemach Tzedek says that it's better to use oil ashes. Or shel zefet, or shel shava. You could use also wax or zefet. I'm not sure what it is.
So wait, you burn the oil?
You burn and it until it's becoming black.
Black, yeah.
Okay. Vechotze b'hem. B'lashon eskaya pro. Okay. Okay. Vegovlim oto bisraf ilan gumi. And then you take sraf ilan. You know what is sraf ilan? Sraf ilan is the liquid that you have into the tree.
Sap.
Yeah. You take it.
Amber.
It's called gumi.
Gumi.
Okay. Gumi.
Which tree?
Huh?
Which tree? Like any tree.
Any. Yeah. And you are mixing it with that. Ubemead vash velotatin. And you put a little bit of honey and lotatin. I'm not sure what it is. No, sorry. Honey. Velotatin oto harbe vedakin oto achiase rikikin. And then we are cooking them together a lot until it's becoming one block. Something like this. Oh,
so you burn it.
You make it.
You put it in, then you burn it. Then you
once
cook
again,
it again,
you make it into one block, and then when it's becoming one block, you cut it. Okay, and you make it dry, very extremely dry. Okay, so you have something very black, oily, honey,
sweet.
And okay together. Okay, umiyabshim otam vekodem aktiva shoru b'me'afatzim, and then before you're starting to write, you take that block. And you put it into a liquid called me'afatzim. Me'afatzim is the liquid of afatzim, which is I'm not sure what it is. I'm sorry. Okay, me'afatzim vechayotzebo. You could put it into water or into vinegar. Not water. Vinegar.
Because vinegar, I think, dilutes it, make it more like...
More, yeah, but you have a block right now. You want it to have it a black and flowing ink.
Mm.
So therefore, you use ink vinegar. I think that me'afatzim it might be vinegar. Vechayotzebo or something similar than that. Vekotevbo, and then you have a black vinegar, honey, and whatever we said until now. And then you are writing down. Sheim techenkenu yeh nimchak. Because the main point of the kosher ink is that if you are scratching it, it's
easy to come off.
It's easy to come off to erase it. You need to be able to erase it easily.
Yeah.
And And then he says at Murazaken, he says all the ashanim, meaning all the ashes are good, but the best one is the ashes of oil of olives, olive oil, ashes. Okay?
The highest, the best.
Okay, Vezu Adyush Mitzvah Min HaMufar Lechtov Bo, and this is the ink that the Torah speaks about, that is the best mitzvah to write with it. Sefer Torah Tfinu Mezuzot, Sefer Torah Tfinu Mezuzot. Ve'im Katav Shloshtam Be'me'afatzim Ve'kankantom. Now, we have another, a different case. He used me'afatzim, the vinegar, with kankantom. Kankantom is a kupervasser. Kupervasser in Yiddish is... I'm not sure, it's something black that is also, but it's not made from what we said until now. He used a different way
method.
How to prepare it, okay?
Different method.
And he, and because there is kankantom, kankantom is not able to be erased. Even though it's not be able to be erased, ksherim, it's kasher. Okay, but the best is to be able to be erased.
In a normal case, how would you erase it?
With a blade.
Amazing.
Yeah, I will teach you everything. If you stay here long time with me, I will teach you everything.
The best thing is not to make a mistake.
Yeah, of course, but in any case, you need to be ready.
Yeah, ready, exactly.
Okay? V'yesh omrim shetzarech leosif k'tzat guma. And the Tzemach Tzedek is adding to it, and he says, you need to add a little bit of guma. Guma is the srafilan, the...
Honey,
no? Sap. Into it, okay, to make it a little bit be able to be erased. Even if the kankantom is not erasable, okay, when you wrote, that's it. But you need to add a little bit guma to be able to okay. וכן נוהגים אתה לעשות את הדיו אפילו לכתחילה במי הפצים וקומוס גומי וקנקנטום רק צריכים להשגיח שתהיה שחורה בתחת השחור. And he's concluding and he says, today we don't use the first way how we did, how with the honey and everything. We are using the second one. Afatsim, afatsim vinegar, kankantom. And also you use a little bit of kumus, which is guma, the sap of the tree. Okay? But you need to make sure what is the main point, not to be able to be erasable, because it's not erasable so easily. But you need to be to have an ink that is black. This is the main point that we are looking for. Black
pitch
ink.
Black.
Because sometimes we have reddish black, or we have brownish black, okay, or grey. It's not kosher, all those things. Okay?
Is it a specific type of black has to be? Or
black as much you can.
Black as charcoal.
Pitch black.
Like any black word? Charcoal black. Like charcoal black. It has to be like black. Like black,
completely black, like your head.
Like black. Yeah, black.
Yeah. Something very black. Very black. אם כן, מה מיית ההלכה שנאמרה למשה מסיני שיהיו קודמים בדיו למה? So if this is so... So we have הלכה. We said at the beginning of the הלכה, הלכה למשה מסיני שאין קודם ספר תורה ומצווה אלא בדיו. The הלכה of משה in Sinai is to write ספר תורה ומצווה only with ink. Okay? So what do you want to exclude? Only with ink and not what?
No.
No, but...
No. Metal, like...
What was in the mind of the halakha, let's say, or Moshe, when he said, use only dio, only ink.
Don't use blood.
So you said blood, but what is excluding? Like, what is not allowed? Shusina shekodem edio. Lema'et shaminet siv'onim kegon ha'adom v'ayarok. He says, not about ink. It's not about ink or not ink. Even if it's not ink, according to our... way of understanding, it's still kosher. Why? Because it's black. The halacha le Moshe Mishnai says that you need to use ink in order to be black. Meaning that if it's a different color than black, it's not kosher, because the halacha le Moshe Mishnai says that it needs to be black. Okay, so you understand? At the beginning of the halacha, we understood that it needs to be ink. But now we understand that the ink means black. And if it's not black, it's not kosher.
Does any ink work as black? Fully black? Is there a specific type of ink we're looking for? That's like
no specific type of ink. Of course, it needs to be kosher, mutabeficha, kosher, that you can eat it if you can. But the main point is to be black. We don't care afterwards if it's.
But we're also saying that the ink needs to be erasable.
It needs to be erasable according to the previous way how they. But this is not the right way of understanding of halacha le Moshe Mishnai. Is not that it should be erasable.
then where are we getting all these instructions about the side?
So one second, I just want to add something, maybe we'll clarify. You know that we have the halacha of Suta, the woman that went into with another man.
Yeah.
And we are writing a also on a klaf, the parasha of Suta, and then we are erasing it.
Shaving it into the cup.
Into the cup of water, right? Yeah. And from here, we understand that the Sefer Torah needs to be erasable. You understand? From Suta.
Yeah.
But afterwards, that Mozakin brings a very, very nice halacha about it, and I would like to learn it with you, maybe after this halacha. The conclusion is that it should not be exactly like the Suta. Okay? Even if it's not erasable easily, it's erasable, it's fine. The main point is that it needs to be black. This is what we're looking for. You understand? Not that it should be erasable, that it should be black. This is our main point. And not something else. She'im katav be'sefer Torah tumim mezuzah, ela afilo tachat shav mine tzivonim o bezahav. Some people are writing in black, and then they are spreading on it gold. Payetz. You know what is payetz? Gold.
Gold leaves.
So when it's drying, you have gold letters. Right?
Huh? No, pasul.
It's pasul. It's not allowed. Why? Because now it's not black.
The point
is, so what do you do with those things that is not written with in black? You need to bury it. Everything needs to be black. Also, Hashem's name is not allowed to be written that is not with the ink. We are not allowed to write Hashem's name with not ink. Okay,
only with ink.
Yes, Omrim, the lo beinan dio rak besefer Torah, but there is an opinion saying that what we are saying that you should not write Sefer Torah, Hashem's name of the Torah, not with ink, is not only when you, is only when you want to write a Sefer Torah. Meaning, only in a Sefer Torah you need to use ink to write Hashem's name.
Right.
But if you don't write a Sefer Torah, right, you could write Hashem's name without ink.
When we say ink, we mean this honey sap thing, or just talking about
just black?
Black.
So, just hypothetically, so could a person use a black crayon? Is this black?
What?
Like, for example, if it doesn't need to be like made out of these things, then would the black crayon also work?
No, it's not ink. No, black meaning it needs to be floaty. It needs to be liquid. Okay, so crayon is not a liquid. Is we are going to speak about the crayon.
Black marker, for example.
Black marker, right?
Is okay.
So
that for Torah.
So Hashem's name. We cannot write Hashem's name in any case.
I cannot.
Okay,
no.
without any need, of course. But So that one second, I just want to see with you this halacha. What time is it? Yes, we have a little bit of time. Siman lamed bet seif dalet. If you want to, you have my same, the same halacha.
Siman lamed bet
seif dalet. Here, page resh nun tet. Okay, Admor HaZaken. Now we are going to learn the halacha of Admor HaZaken, explaining more details about this halacha. He says, "Halacha leMoshe Mishnah Shen Atfilin Nechtava Dela Bedio." He says here that the tefillin needs to be written in dio, in ink,
liquid ink.
Yeah, liquid ink. He says, "V'yesh Mishehora." And there is some opinion saying that she'en asefer Torah tefillin mezuzah nechtavim ela bedio shiyuchal leimachek. Some people are saying that needs to be erasable. Kumo shekatuv beparashat Sota, just like what it says in the parashah of Sota, it says vekatav, and he write the parashah of Sota umacha, and he will erase that parashah for that woman. Katav shiyuchal leimchot, a ktav that he could erase. Or lemidin gzera shava ktiva ktiva, and because there it says vekatav, and it says by mezuzat fin mezuzat and sefer Torah vekatav, so you make the comparison between the cases, and they are this opinion saying that you need to use the ink that is erasable, just like the Sota situation. מפרשת סוטה, לסתם, לפיכך אין מטילין קנקנתם. Therefore, קנקנתם, which is a product that you cannot use because it's making the ink not erasable easily, okay? Therefore, you cannot use it, קנקנתם. לתוך הדיו, מפני שרשימו ניכר מאוד, because it will stay. Even if you're erasing it, you will still see the trace.
Wouldn't that make it erasable?
Again?
If you add sap to the kankantong, wouldn't it become erasable?
No, because it's still there because of the kankantong. There is also a mark. Venonim chak legamrei. We need to be erasable to have it erasable completely, full. V'tov lachush dvarav lechatchila. Lechatchila, it's better to do like this, meaning to use a dio. As they say, erasable. La sata dio me ashan etzim, and he says ashan etzim, meaning the ashes of a wood or oil ashes, shiruim b'me afatzim, that are into vinegar, v'chalotze b'hem, shim dimchak kenayin nimchak, that if you want to erase it, you could erase it quickly, easily. V'chol ha'ashanim yafim ledio, v'shal shemen zait min ha'mufchach. And every ashes is good, but the oil, olive oil ashes is better.
Is wax allowed?
Huh?
Wax. Is that allowed?
Wax also is good. Any ashes you can use. Okay. Ve'im katav stam b'me'afatzim v'kankantom. But if he used the kankantom and now it's not erasable, and then what's the halacha? Shomed ve'lo nimchak sherim itzkasher shehaikar she'en lemedim k'tiva k'tiva me'parashat ha'sota. Because the opinion that says that you need to compare mezuzat fin and sefer Torah to sota, It's not according to the majority of the opinions.
Really?
This comparison is not according to all the opinions. And this is what you're doing today, even lechatchila, in the best situation possible, you are using kankantom, meaning a dio that is not erasable easily. So if this is so, if you understood until now that what is the halacha Moshe Sinai says, that you need to use ink. What's mean ink that is able to be erasable, right? But if you say right now that everybody now is using an ink that is not erasable, so what is the halacha Moshe Mishnah comes to teach us? Until now we understood that when the halacha Moshe Mishnah says ink means erasable, but now we understand that is not that it could be also not erasable. You understand what I mean?
I don't understand how they understand that it doesn't have to be erasable.
Because they are not making the comparison between Sota and Tefil Mezuzot and Sefer Torah. Okay? So he says, שיהיו כותבים בדיו למעט שארמי צבעונים כגון האדום והירוק וכיוצא בהם. שאם כתב בסתם אפילו אות אחת, he says, what is the הלכה למשה מסיני? According to the second opinion saying, to the second opinion he says that you need to write with ink that is black. Just what we said until now. Okay, because if you wrote in different colors, even one letter, it's pasul v'tzarech gniza. Ela kol haktav tzarech sheyeh shachor v'im zarak kaforot zahav. And if you throw gold on the Hashem's name, so you cannot erase it, you cannot take it down because it's Hashem's name, you cannot touch it. So you need to bury it. Okay, so what we understand here? We understand that we have two opinions. Are we comparing Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah to Sota or not? The one that says that you are not allowed to use kankantom, he says, yes, you need to compare them. There is a comparison, vekatav, so you compare them. And you say, just like by sota, you could erase it. Like that also needs to be sefer Torah tefillin mezuzot.
When you say erase, that means you could shave it off?
Yeah, not shave it off.
Erase it, the scratch it off with a knife, with a blade.
With a blade, you scratch it.
Same thing, shaving off.
Shaving off is to take.
No, you take this piece of the skin.
The piece of the skin. Here,
here
you
you're
take,
erasing. You're just scratching the. You're just taking the ink off.
Yeah.
Cutting it, going to the skin, and scratching just the skin off is from two different ideas.
Yeah.
You don't shave your skin.
You're not shaving. Because this is, for us, shaving means you gotta go. You gotta take a piece of the skin. Yeah, you gotta go to the skin.
Okay. Yeah.
We understood it, erasing the shading.
Yeah.
But
it's not a rubber you erase.
No, but you're taking a knife, the scalpel, and you removing the oil, the ink.
Mm-hmm. And then there is a second opinion saying that you don't make this comparison because the majority of the opinion says that there is no comparison, not because by Sota it says Vekatav and by us also it says Vekatav, therefore there is a comparison. Therefore, if you use Kankantam, it's Kasher. And this is the conclusion, that even if it's not erasable easily, it's Kasher. Yeah.
Doesn't have to be erasable at all.
No, that's what you say. Hey, it doesn't have to be erasable. Kan told me that you can erase. If it's broader and black, that's the halacha. Right, Levi?
Yeah, and so according to the second opinion, what is the halacha of Moshe Mishinai? That you need to use ink black.
That's it.
According to the first opinion, the halacha of Moshe Mishinai is that you need to use ink, meaning erasable, just like the ink of the sota. But second opinion, that doesn't make the connection with the sota. What is the halacha of Moshe Mishinai comes to teach us? That you need to use ink black. And erasable or not, it's fine.
No, that's it.
According to the first one that says halacha Moshe Mishinai is that it needs to be erasable. Do they also hold that it needs to be black ink?
No. Only erasable. This is the halacha Moshe Mishinai. But he will say that he needs to be black. Not from halacha Moshe Mishinai. That from halacha, regular halacha, not from Moshe Mishinai. The second opinion says that it comes from Moshe Mishinai.
But halacha Moshe Mishinai does not say that it's erasable.
It says ink. Ink. What is ink? Ink is either black, either erasable. So the question is if you are connecting the famous Zot to Sota or not. If you connect into Sota, meaning ink, erasable. If you don't make the connection, meaning that it's not necessarily erasable like Sota, because you don't make the connection, just it needs to be black.
So, in fact, the Kakanton makes ink not erasable.
Yes.
Correct. It's still okay to use.
Yes. It's still okay to use. According to the second opinion, which is the halacha that we're using today. Okay, let's take the tefillin. I want you to practice again the tefillin nod. Yala. Do you have the tefillin?
Yeah.
Okay. If you can send it on the chat.
Yeah.
And Bezat Hashem will send you the questions and everything that you need to answer.